It pleased the Lord to crush or bruise the Christ for us, for our sins. What great love God has for the world. Friends, our study from Isaiah 53 is just ahead on the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Well, greetings and hello, everyone. Great having you with us once again for our broadcast from International Gospel Hour, online or on air since 1934. We also extend a thank you to our Jay Webb, who does a wonderful job announcing our broadcast, and you will hear from Jay throughout our program of some of the other things that we offer absolutely free for your study and consideration. If you are a new listener to the International Gospel Hour broadcast, well, please know we have a number of options for your listening pleasure and Bible study. You are currently listening to our weekly 30-minute broadcast, and we're thankful for you tuning in for the station to which you are listening. As I say at the end of the broadcast, friends, keep listening right here on this station or platform of your choice. We have 15-minute broadcasts available on a daily basis, and occasionally you may hear our shorter segments titled, Are You Listening?, 60 Seconds for the Savior, and A Couple of Minutes for Christ. As far as viewing our broadcast, our weekly TV broadcast is on our YouTube channel at International Gospel Hour, and we're on a number of over-the-air television markets throughout the United States, and just over into Quebec, Canada. You can find our programming options at our Radio TV tab at our website, internationalgospelhour.com. How thankful we are for every opportunity to speak the oracles of God according to 1 Peter 4:11, and that we may declare the whole counsel of God as stated in Acts 20 and verse 27. So thank you for joining us, and stay right here where you listen to the International Gospel Hour. We have been studying the book of Isaiah chapter 53 on our weekly broadcast, and today we want to consider Isaiah 53 verses 9 and 10 that reads as follows. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Now, friends, we have already seen from Isaiah 53 that it was for our griefs, sorrows, and sins that Jesus was the suffering servant and the led lamb. He paid for our sins, and by his stripes we are healed. We see this also in verse 9 that speaks of a sinless, innocent soul. 1 Peter 1 verse 22, Peter depicts Christ and says, who did no sin. In 1 John 3 and verse 5, in him is no sin. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21, speaking of God to Christ, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now let's think about Peter, John, and Paul, the dominant writers of the New Testament. Speaking of the Christ who did no sin, in him is no sin, and who knew no sin. When we think about that, we understand the sinless life of Christ, his innocence. And indeed, God so loved the world that he gave his greatest gift, his only begotten Son, John 3 and verse 16. God loved us in that we were sinners and enemies and ungodly people, as Paul speaks about in Romans 5, 6 through 10. So friends, how thankful we must be for the sinless, innocent Christ who bore our sins. So today we're going to continue our study in Isaiah 53 as we spend time in verse 10 with the subject, the pleasure of the Lord. But first, I mentioned our J-Web as we introduced our broadcast. I'm going to pause as Jay will share with you a few words about our website at International Gospel Hour.
InternationalGospelHour.com is our website. That's InternationalGospelHour.com. Please peruse our website and see all that is available for you absolutely free. We have a number of biblical resources. You can also listen to our other broadcasts, view our TV program, request our newsletter, and ask for our free Bible study by mail, and so much more. That's our website at InternationalGospelHour.com. Now, let's return to our study.
Once again, friends, verse number 10, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand." Now, friends, when I see that phrase, "pleased the Lord to bruise him," or "to crush our Savior," I have to wonder about that word, pleased. It's not in our pleasure that we would see, but a root of the word that means great favor or desirable. When we see this word pleased, it means this was great favor or desirable, or in other words, this was the only thing that could be done to save you and to save me. It is the greatest expression, the only expression that would grant salvation to man. Again, I take us back to John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." It was the great love of God unto man. And you know, friends, that was not something that God realized that he needed to do when in Genesis chapter 3, sin entered into the world. The eternal purpose of redemption through Christ has always been from the beginning of time. After all, we read that in Ephesians 3, 9 through 12. And in the book of Revelation, chapter 13 and verse 8, Jesus is depicted as the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. When sin entered into the world, God had already a plan in place to redeem man through Christ. It was the promise of Genesis 3:15, to where God says unto the serpent, or unto Satan, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, an ill will, a strong difference, and between thy seed and her seed," offspring. "It shall bruise thy head, thou shalt bruise his heel." So it pleased the Lord, or with great favor, the desirable plan to bruise Christ, heal his suffering of death, but in turn he would bruise or crush the head of Satan, rendering him powerless. And although Satan is powerful, Peter says he walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, 1 Peter chapter 5, context verses 6 through 8. But we're also reminded that although he is the God of this world, that's a little g, God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4, we understand fully that Satan does not have more power than God or Christ. If we allow his power to be over us, he'll be there. But we must realize that God is the Almighty, and that Jesus is the mighty God. Yes, Isaiah 9 and verse 6, and Hebrews 1 verses 7 through 10. pleasure of the Lord then? Well, to the fullest degree that good would come. This was the only way, the best favor unto mankind. So let's see from the pleasure of the Lord the price paid for our salvation. And we're going to stay in Isaiah 53:10. Let's talk about the bruising of the Savior. The bruised or crushed in later translations, this reflects more of an emotional and spiritual suffering as Jesus became sin for us. One definition of this word in the Hebrew is to break into small pieces or emotionally chipping away. Well, we see that reflected in Hebrews 5 and verse 7, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. And then in the garden the night before his death in Matthew 26, beginning with verse 37, and he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And then in that prayer in Luke 22, verses 43 and 44, an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Oh, friends, think of what Jesus endured before the cross, before the scourging, such weight upon him. Paul in Romans 8 and verse 32 said, He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Friends, look at what awaits one through Christ, freely giving us what we need. Dear friends, it was the pleasure of the Lord, or the desirable choice, what will it take to save mankind? Let's learn about the grief of the Savior. Now, make no mistake, friends, they were our griefs, and he lifted them, Isaiah 53:4. You know, sometimes an individual may say, and we may be talking about some things now, and you may be sitting there thinking, nobody knows how I feel. You've chosen this broadcast, you're seeking for answers, and sometimes we think about ourselves and say, well, nobody knows how I feel. Really? Well, listen, friends. Jesus walked where we walked. We see him made as man, Philippians 2, 7 through 8, and Hebrews 4 and verse 15. Taking upon himself the form of a servant, made in the likeness of man, being found in fashion as a man. And in Hebrews 4 and verse 15, that he was a man like you and I, a human. Mark 8 and verse 12 said how he sighed deeply in his spirit over the persistent, non-committal questions of the Pharisees. When he came near Jerusalem, he beheld the city and wept over it, Luke 19:41. When he saw those weeping over Lazarus in John 11, verse 33, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And in John 12, 27, now is my soul troubled and end, or rather, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. In John 18, 11, the cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Friends, not only will our Father help our situation in life, our troubles and our despairs, he also addresses the reason for our troubles. He will remove the sin and the source of the sin, and to be grateful again for his pleasure, his great favor toward us. And yes, friends, Jesus knows exactly how you and I feel. God knows how we feel, and He has provided the things to help us deal with those matters. Friends, here's the next question I would ask you. In light of this, are you addressing and dealing with the things that are troubling you? We hope through our broadcast and studies, we can open some doors to help you along that way. Let's talk about further the pleasure of the Lord in the offering of the Savior. Again, we're staying in Isaiah 53 and verse 10. We see the great favor, the greatest expression to help man, that he would make his soul an offering for sin. Now, the word here in the original Hebrew language for soul is used in the Hebrew to signify life. In other words, God will make His death our life. And Jesus in Matthew 28:20 said, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give His life a ransom for many." His life paid the price to redeem us or buy us back as the propitiation to buy us back from the grips of Satan. He was afflicted with the disease of sin, as we noted earlier from 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Why? That we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. No other offering would ever suffice. The blood of bulls and goats could not take away sin, Hebrews 10 and verse 4. And we're reminded here of our Lord to give us life. Again, the pleasure of God, the great favor toward us, that we may know the price paid. Friends, do you see from all of this how so much is being taken from us? Do you see how so much is being taken from us and the promise that God has through Christ? Maybe it will take you and I making the choices to accept Christ. I want to pause here and defer to our J-Web, because friends, maybe you're seeking questions and looking. We have a free little booklet concerning a study of the Bible. It's absolutely free, and we want to send it to you. And also, coming up a little bit later on our broadcast, I'll have more information of our Bible study course by mail. So you may want to request both of these at the same time. But listen to what we're bringing forth absolutely free. Then I want to come back, and I want to do a little transition within the verse of Isaiah 53:10. Back in a moment, and now, our J-Web.
Our popular free booklet, Something is Wrong, but the Bible is Right, is available once again. There is just too much confusion in the religious world, and this brief, concise study reminds us that the Bible is always right. Call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name and address and just say Bible Tract. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Bible Tract in the message box. You'll receive it very soon from your friends at International Gospel Hour.
And now, friends, as we continue our study from Isaiah 53 and verse 10, we are looking at the pleasure of the Lord, that phrase of what the Lord has done for you and for me. And what I want to do at this moment is transition just a little bit till we see the price that the Lord has paid, and now we can see the return for us. What all He has paid as He became not only, rather, the offering for our sins, bore our griefs, and was bruised or crushed for you and for me, in turn, now we can see what is available for us. How about the redemption of the Savior, that He would be one to redeem us? In Hebrews 2:9-13, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him, and again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Again, that's Hebrews 2:9-13. Every man, sons unto glory, the captain of our salvation, sanctified, brethren, children, the redeemed. What great favor we needed from God, and how now with all that is paid and all that is moved for us to redeem us. Let's notice the assurance of the Savior, the phrase to prolong his days or never ending. Jesus is always there making intercession for the children of God, Hebrews 7:24-25. He is our mediator between us and God, 1 Timothy 2:4. Listen to the assurance of the living of Christ today. Revelation 1:18, I am the first and the last and the living one, and I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and of Hades. In Revelation 3:21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Again, that's Revelation 3:21, parallel with that, Hebrews 1:1-3. And in Romans 6:9, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. Alive forever, he overcame to die no more. He is there, the great favor of God for us. What he has done for us, what he is doing for us. What about the prosperity of the Savior? As we note again from verse 10 of Isaiah 53, the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Indeed, friends, we will prosper. A better covenant, according to Hebrews 9:15, where Christ is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. There's a better covenant. There is a better hope. In Luke 2:32, Jesus was the light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel for everyone. And Hebrews 7:19, for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. And, friends, we profit, and how blessed indeed. He has the words of life that we need to hear, John 6:63. When we look at 2 Timothy 3:16 and see that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works, again 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Dear friends, how blessed we are to see we can have redemption, assurance, and how we can prosper with what God has provided, in that he took pleasure to bruise the Lord, and the pleasure of the Lord will prosper in Christ, and so will we. And now, friends, I want to defer once again to our J. Webb. I mentioned moments ago when we were offering the free booklet, Something is Wrong, but the Bible is Right, we had another mail offer, absolutely free, so you may want both of these together. Here is our J. Webb with our Bible study course that's available by mail. Again, we appreciate our J. Webb, and here are the details.
Our well-received Bible study course by mail is available to everyone absolutely free. Would you like to try it? All you do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. That's all you have to do. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study in the message box. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. Again, it's free. Give it a try, and it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
The pleasure of God, friends, or great favor toward us, His grace unto us that we needed a Savior who was bruised for us. Our sins He carried, and He bore those sins for us. And the assurance and the prosperity, yes, God's pleasure unto us, how can one honestly turn away? That's why there's the constant plea to believe on Christ, John 8:24, and repent of our sins, Luke 13:3-5, to confess our faith in Christ, Matthew 10:32, and to be baptized into Christ for the remission of our sins, Acts 2:38. That we can be added to the church we read of in the New Testament, Acts 2:47. We hope this study today has been good, and we will continue our studies at another time. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.